I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. The International Criminal Court is attempting to put Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the dock alongside Hamas leaders like Yahya Sinwar. The ICC issued tandem arrest warrants on Monday, a move strongly condemned by the UK, Italy, and the US. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
"The issuing of arrest warrants for both of these together suggests an equivalency that doesn't exist."
Despite the tensions in the Holy Land, Arab and Israeli Christian pastors are united in their gospel mission. Please pray.
Pastors on both sides of this conflict were asking the same prayer. Lord, we want to represent you well.
There's more to the story at missionnews.org. Then this week, an international conference in the West Bank is offering Christians a space to talk about biblical justice and mercy. Led by Palestinian Christians, the conference has gathered believers from many contexts since 2010. But this year, they almost didn't have it. Reverend Dr. Jack Serra, president of Bethlehem Bible College.
We said, you know, let's do it anyway, and maybe we can invite people that they were not just participating in a conference, but come here in solidarity, in encouragement, and to listen to our voices in such a time like this, where it is mostly needed.
Would you join them this week in prayer? Pray for God's guidance in how to do justice and love mercy in all contexts, and pray this not just for the conference attendees, but for the global church. Pray for peace in Palestine. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tell the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.